Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Fans in the Pro, Mike Hoss and Deuce McAllister. Both of us in studio for a nice change. He's been busy covering SEC football. And back, as we're finishing up, it's just a busy time. Good luck. You got the Netherlands and USA tomorrow. The Pelicans play tonight. Pelicans on the road. They're at San Antonio. Man, they're 13-8. That's been such a nice thing to see, because they've slow starts have been kind of their bugaboo.
Yeah, injuries have, you know, kind of hurt that team over the years, and they've just had slow starts. But right now, I think they're number three. If not number three in the conference, you're number four at worst in the conference. And so they got it rocking and rolling, even though you're missing a couple starters as well. And I think you get CJ back tonight, but I think Herb is going to be out, and B.I. is Brandon Ingram still going to be out. But, yeah, they are playing really, really well, and they're a deep, deep team. And, you know, hopefully they can continue to win. And you got San Antonio tonight, and I think it's Denver at home. Sunday. Yeah, at home on Sunday. So hopefully the Pelicans can keep it up. But, Mike. There's a team and a group of fans that I have to apologize apologize to. We have a third team that is playing for a championship in our region.
Southeastern?
No. I don't know if Southeastern is, but that's not who I'm talking about.
All right. College?
College. SU. The Southern.
Oh, Southern, yeah.
The Southern Jaguars have their rematch against Jackson State this weekend up in Jackson. And Coach Dooley, they were able to win against Grambling in the Bayou Classic. And so SU, if they're able to beat Jackson State, they get to play in the Celebration Bowl over in Atlanta. And I think that game is the 17th. But whoever wins the SWAC championship game up in Jackson this weekend, Southern Jaguars versus Jackson State, they play over in the Southern, they play in the Celebration Bowl over in Atlanta. So we got to send a shout out to SU, because we have some of their listeners as well, and we've given all the love to Tulane and LSU, but we have a third squad within what, 60 miles?
Yeah, you got a fourth, brother. Southeastern.
Southeastern is in the playing for a championship.
They're in the FCS, you know, the playoffs.
They're in the playoffs. They're right. Not the championship.
Well, that's the playoffs.
They're in the playoffs.
That's all you can do at this point.
They're in the playoffs.
They're in the second round.
It's
not some conference tournament.
No. So here's with that. I can guarantee you, without even looking at that schedule, you're either going to have to go to the Dakotas or Montana.
Oh, eventually.
You're going to have to go to the Dakotas?
Yep.
One, either the Dakotas or Montana.
South Dakota State, all of them, man. Now, Southeastern travels to face sixth-seeded Samford. That's FCS second-round playoff contest.
They're in Alabama. They're going to Alabama. Yep.
So they're in good shape. They're in good shape. You usually don't have to. Well, I shouldn't say that, because they're 17. You usually don't have to go to the Montanas or the Bison up in South Dakota State and places like that until you get kind of late. But either way, those are tough places to play. And you know why I know that.
Yeah, well, James
Madison.
Yeah, James Madison. And James Madison – did they get a bowl game this year?
No.
Are they in a probation?
Yeah.
They're in a probation year.
Now, explain.
We don't have enough time, but I know about the probation year.
We can agree that it is CRAP.
Yeah.
Take an FCS team and go, hey, welcome to Division One.
Yep.
I know these are going to be hard games for you. Some teams are going to sign you for homecoming just to make some money. They don't care. But welcome to Division One. And if you do well, you don't get to go to anything.
Yeah, you can't go to the bowl. And I think it's their first year, or is it first 2 years?
It's your first
year. It's just your first year?
Yeah.
I think it was, I had a team this year as well that was in a similar situation. And here's what's interesting. So with the transfer portal now, you guys will more than likely lose some players because the bigger schools will want them. And they were like, well, coach, we don't get to play in a bowl game this year. You know, we don't get to play in a bowl game, and I want to go and experience that. So maybe it was coming into the year that happened. And, you know, obviously this year you want to try to hold on to your players. But it's always interesting. But, you know, I knew JMU, James Madison, had won enough games to qualify for a bowl, and they were trying to – I think they probably even
petitioned. They beat Coastal Carolina last week, who's ranked, you know, and then – Now, so Coastal Carolina loses to JMU. Now they're playing in the conference championship tomorrow.
Yeah,
that whole thing's just
And their coach is probably going to get the Liberty. I think that's Caldwell is probably going to get that Liberty job. It's not done, but that's the rumor. But yeah, shout out to Southern and shout out to Southeastern. Good luck to both of those teams tomorrow as well.
So, the Saints are wearing. I know we spend if we spend 30 seconds on it, we spend too much time on it, and that's their uniforms. For Monday night, they're wearing what they wore. I don't have a big problem with it. They're wearing the white color rush jerseys and pants, but the black helmets. Same thing they wore at Minnesota. Now, again, I don't really give a rat's tail, and I don't think it matters a rat's tail. But I do from a vision standpoint. But if you'd have told me in the spring and when they came out and said we're going to have these black helmets, I was like, whoa. That's going to be cool looking with all black uniforms. They don't do that.
No. And it is, just like you spelled that other word, these are UGLY.
They don't look like they could go together very well.
Not at all. I mean, it is horrific. Change it. And we can't change it this year.
Can't change it this year. But they're wearing it Monday night. They did wear it against Minnesota. We got to step aside. It's Fans in the Pro. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister in studio. WWLAMFM.com and always free on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back, fans in the pro. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister. Of course, we'll be heading out to Tampa for the Monday night game, but there's a lot going on in town this weekend. Tomorrow, 3 o'clock, you're going to have to make some decisions tomorrow at 3 o'clock. LSU's in the SEC championship game, but we're joined now by Corey Glore, the director of broadcasting, and also the voice of the Tulane Green Wave. Also, I think you guys are at 3:08, something like that. So there's like an 8-minute difference somewhere in there. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. It is a pleasure to be back with you.
So I got to ask, so this was going to be a crazy week no matter what. You were preparing for the American Athletic Conference Championship. There was going to be craziness, and it got even crazier around Sunday and Monday with the Willie Fritz and Georgia Tech talk. But then, bang, as soon as it started, the decision he made on Tuesday, which was, I'm coming back for 23, I guess just take me through what it was like on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday for you.
A little chaotic. I think there were some tenuous moments around that Uptown campus for the first 72 hours of the week. And, you know, about one school a year kind of has to go through this heading into a championship game. And Tulane had to go through this year. And it's rare where a coach that is being sought after by a Power 5 program winds up sticking around, even though they're being highly sought after. And so this turned out for many people around Tulane for much for the better here, that Willie's sticking around, not just through this game, but moving forward. But yeah, the first couple of days of the week had some people on pins and needles, no question.
Corey, has there been any announcement as far as, just enhancement, not only from a contract for Coach Willie, but also his staff and, you know, just some things from a maybe even an NIL standpoint? Has there been anything announced for that? We know that obviously there was conversations and talks of what Georgia Tech could offer, what they could do. But what has Tulane done to kind of make sure that this year and going forward they have sustained, success?
Yeah, there's been nothing that's been announced publicly, Deuce. That doesn't mean there hasn't been anything privately that's been discussed between Coach Fritz and the department at Tulane. I certainly hope that there has been some forward movement in that regard. And even after this game on Saturday, maybe there will be even more. And I think it's needed, certainly, with how close things came here, it looks like, to Coach Fritz not being around for this program, with how close Georgia Tech seemed to be getting here. Those conversations I hope will be happening. Hope I've already been happening here. I know that there was a pretty big push starting Tuesday to kind of reset the collective that exists around Tulane, the Fear the Wave collective, and having folks chip in towards that, which has been a huge boon to this program and this school here since it started last spring. And that kind of got a re-flicker here as the week went along. But there's no doubt that I think there should be and hopefully will be some more conversations coming to ensure a long-term future of success with Coach Fritz and Tulane football here.
Yeah, and then when you talk about just the football game, this upcoming game, now the focus, the excitement, we know from a commitment from coach's standpoint, now you have to go and play a football game against a team that you're familiar with just because you hosted them just a couple of weeks ago. What are some of the things that, you know, you have to be able to do better to be successful this upcoming game that, you know, kind of didn't happen in the first one?
Stop the run. I mean, UCF racked up 336 ground yards on this Tulane defense, and it was the quarterback draw and John Rhys Plumlee who had 145 in the first quarter, and that blew apart the season average that Tulane usually allows for rush yards in a game. I mean, it was the biggest problem in terms of what this Tulane defense, who hasn't struggled much this year, they could not get in the way of UCF's ground game. And Gus Malzahn is known for the rushing attack. They have the best ground attack in the conference and a top 10 one in the country. And it's no secret why that's why they're here. And that's what has been Gus Malzahn's success over the years. So you got to do a lot better job on stopping John Rhys Plumlee, who might be hampered with an injury here. That's been a huge storyline for this one. But also Isaiah Bowser, their big back, who pretty much iced the game on his own with an 8-minute drive in the fourth quarter last time out. And then, tell you what, there were about 7 drops from your wide receivers. This team committed 8 penalties, and this is one of the least penalized teams in the country. When these two matched up a few weeks ago, there were some uncharacteristic mistakes made by Tulane from the opening bell to the final whistle that they have not had since, and they rarely had prior to that. So you got to play more like yourselves. And if you do that and give the ball to Tajay Spears and let him start running all over the place, who was injured for a lot of that UCF game, then I think you can get your revenge here and pick up a conference championship.
And really the inability to do what happened in the first game, which, by the way, they were ranked 22. It was November 12th. You lost 38-31, but fell behind so quickly. It was like, boom, it was 17-7, boom, 24-7. And from a football standpoint, fans and the team must have been just, like, what happened? It was so fast and made it a very good football game, but you can't afford to do that again.
No, especially with the way UCF can run the ball and how they can just kill clock on you. And that's what happened on the stretch a few weeks ago, is they just iced it with the ground game. And so if you're going to trail this team, then you're not going to have a lot of opportunities to come back on them. And it's really the one team this year that really gave Tulane a punch right off the bat. And Tulane responded okay, but they haven't had the same level of success that they've had against everyone else that they've seen this year as they did against UCF. And so, like, it was the first time in which they got staggered right off the bat, and they really had to scramble to try and reset themselves. That they did. It was a 7-point game in the final 2 minutes, but against a team of that caliber, against a team of this talent, this is a Big 12 ready program that UCF has. You can't come out looking that flat and that surprised like what happened a few weeks ago.
Well, tell us what fans can expect tomorrow. It's an impressive situation. I mean, Willie Fritz comes in 2016, 3 consecutive bowl games, and we all know about 2021, but this would be 3 consecutive bowl games and a possible conference championship, and that he's staying. I know, weather-wise should be fine tomorrow. What can fans expect when they come to Yulman tomorrow?
Well, I would say show up earlier than usual if you're a regular here at Yulman Stadium. I mean, that is being piped out by the department that, anticipates some massive crowds here, even more earlier than usual for a 3 o'clock kick. And, I mean, you're talking about, a season that has defied a lot of expectation, that has taken a 2-10 team to a 10-2 team. And the opportunity to push this across the finish line and solidify this team's mark in a program history that has been looking for some uplifts over the last 2 decades. And there's been, a lot of talk here around the building about, a lot of fans are saying how this much reminds them of the 1998 undefeated team. And the response has been, we want fans to remember the 2022 team in the same vein as that 98 team. Well, you win tomorrow and you are in that conversation. And that means you're going to a Cotton Bowl. And that is unheard of in the recent generations of Tulane football. I mean, it's hard not to overstate just what tomorrow could be for this program. And if it doesn't work out, it's still been a 10-3 year and you're going to a good bowl. And after where we were at this time a year ago, you can't help but love what the direction of this program is going to be moving forward, regardless of the result tomorrow.
3 o'clock tomorrow, it's on ABC, but going out and check him out at Yulman Stadium. It is Tulane and Central Florida, 10-2 versus 9-3. Corey, congratulations. Heck of a season to everybody over there uptown, and for your football team and for your administration, for everybody. Just that was just fun to watch.
It's been a heck of a year. I hope they see it through across the finish line tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, guys.
Corey Glore, the Director of Broadcasting, voice of the Tulane Green Wave.
Good luck, Corey. I know he's gone, but yeah.
I know. We know what you meant. We got you. So we're going to talk. We haven't really spent a whole lot of time talking Saints and Tampa. It's such a weird game. If you just look at the records, right? Like, okay, I get it. You know, 5-6, 4-8. But if you look at Tampa, Tampa's had 5 wins, and they've never scored more than 21 points in any of their 5 wins. They're averaging 18.2 points a game. They've only scored more than 30 once, and that was in a loss. It's the same people that we're kind of used to seeing, right? Fournette was out last week, but they've gotten a lot healthier, at least in the wide receiver standpoint. It's just been, you know, and it's not really been turnovers. It's not. Offensively,
they've underperformed.
Right. They've had 11 turnovers. They've taken a ball away 11 times. 5 of them came in week 2 against us. 5. Almost half. So in the last 7 weeks, talk about 2 teams that are struggling to take the ball away. In the last 7 weeks, they've had 2 turnovers. I'd have to do the math on the Saints, but it ain't been much better. I know we had Tyron's second interception in there. But it's just, I mean, you're just – like, nor are we used to seeing the Saints at 4-8 and not scoring a lot of points and not getting turnovers. It's equally as weird to see a Tampa team averaging 18 points a game.
Yeah, 18 points a game, but defensively, they've kind of been up and down as well. And, you know, they more than likely will not have their starting 2 safeties.
Right.
And they have a banged-up cornerback as well. So, I mean, you talk about maybe 3 guys from a secondary standpoint that aren't available. Now, the New Orleans Saints know all too well.
don't come crying to us, baby.
New Orleans Saints know all too well about that story. The other part of it is you lose your center during training camp.
Oh, yeah.
You lose both guards, one to retirement, the other one to free agency. Your right tackle will be out this week. He's got a high ankle sprain, so he's dealing, you know, 3 to 4 weeks as far as a high ankle sprain. And Donovan Smith, their left tackle, hadn't been nearly up to par like he was when they won the Super Bowl. So you look at all that. You haven't run the ball consistently all year. You know, it looks like that they've kind of almost moved on from Fournette being the every now back. You know, he had a hip, I think it was a hip injury, a hip injury that didn't allow him to play last week. I'm pretty sure that Leonard's probably going to be playing, but yeah, they're playing a rookie. Practicing. Yeah, right. But they're playing a rookie more.
Yeah, Rashad White.
Yeah, they're playing a rookie more, and so it's almost like they want to reboot that position to try to get something going. And you have all of the receivers. Now, Evans, I know he's dealt with an injury, and he may not be 100%, but he's been playing. And then you talk about Julio's back to, you know, I don't know if it's still the explosive Julio from Atlanta days, but Julio is out there. And so, and their third receiver,
Chris Godwin.
Godwin had over 100.
He's been the main guy.
Yeah, but I'm just saying he had over 100.
He had 9 targets. Yeah. Than that, 12 targets.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's just weird offensively some of the struggles that they are having. But, you know, Mike, man, if I could diagnose this Saints team for you and just give you the answers to them, I wouldn't be sitting here with you. I'd be over in Vegas somewhere, you know, just
believe me, we live it every weekend together, sitting beside each other.
So just like from a frustration standpoint, you just shake your head.
Well, there's nobody close. I mean, if we get even delicately into the turnover situation,
I don't even want to talk about the turnovers.
The Saints are minus 14. The next team is minus 10. The team after that is minus 7. It's like it's so horrific and so tough to overcome. And you only have to – there's only like 7 teams that are in the minus category. So that's like, you know, most of your teams are 0 or above. We're not talking about being good. Like I'll use Buffalo.
I'm going to be average. Close.
Buffalo has like 19 takeaways. Oh, no, 19 giveaways. You're like, oh, my God, 19 giveaways. The Saints have 21, but they have 20 takeaways. So there's this balance in there, right? You can turn the ball over all you want if you're Buffalo, and you can take it away a bunch, and you're right around minus 1 or plus 1. But the Saints, you can't do half that, diagram.
So you're telling me if we got 7 turnovers, you know, if we were able to cause over the next 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Next 5 weeks, right?
Yep. Uh-huh.
That's how many we're guaranteed.
Yep.
The NFL is going to guarantee us five games. After that, you throw your hands up and say, I don't know. But you're guaranteed five games left.
Right. You're not making me do math, are you?
No.
Okay.
But, because this is easy, I'm not giving the crazy numbers. If you can average seven turnovers over the next 5 weeks, more than likely you are a playoff team.
You mean just average 1.25 a game?
You get lucky, you get right. two for one game. You get lucky, you get two turnovers for one game.
I think the Saints.
The other
one,
four,
right.
you end up, let's just go, hey, you get the other four games, three of those games, you get a turnover. One game, you don't get a turnover. I'll even take that.
I don't think.
I mean, beggars can't be choosy.
Yeah. Well, we've won the Saints have won the turnover battle three games and lost one of those three. I mean, it's just.
Mike, here's.
And I really don't plan on going down the turnover battle.
Here's something. When Will Lutz missed the field goal, and we know it because it's on tape. We had to film, and you sent it out today. I just shook my head. I said, oh, man, it's one of them
it's
days.
One of them
I
days.
Mean, it's just one of them days. If Will can't make a field goal, and this wasn't even a 50-yarder.
That was 48.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like 50. But
not in this day. 48
no,
is.
No, 48 is not chip shot, but that's almost automatic. And there was probably win, but not a lot. But when Will missed the field, oh, man. Bro, it's not your day.
It was the Alvin fumble and then the tip pass up with Zach Bond, where the ball stayed in the air
for like 2.5 minutes. Two and a half minutes. But no,
receiver can just knock it down.
But here's the sad part as well. You actually got your hands on four footballs.
Yeah.
You intercepted one.
Yep.
And just because the luck that's surrounding you right now, there was a penalty on the interception. Right.
Illegal contact downfield, which as far as I'm concerned, you could call every day.
You can call every play. And here's the worst part about it. He was not even the targeted receiver.
Right.
That's the worst part of that call with illegal contact.
So – since you brought it up, I got to ask you, and I'm not going to take a lot of time on it, but during our GoPro video today, there's a whistling moment where you sit back in the booth. These are all commercial breaks. So everybody says, this is just us in a commercial break. And you sit back, and you're whistling. And I don't even know the song. I'm not sure you know the song, but it said, "This what in the world?" You know?
Well, first of all, I gotta lose this 10-year-old that I'm carrying around. After looking at that, was a horrible camera angle, and so
I hate that camera.
No, I mean, but hey, I said, man, I gotta drop this 10-year-old. I gotta do something about that. But once I got over that, and I started to listen to whistling, I have no clue. I have zero clue what I was whistling, but that tells you about the day, and it's just like, man, you could go out on the bay and just sit down and just whistle and just go fishing, because right now this is misery.
But we're gonna change it, baby. We're changing it. Monday night, gotta take a break. Fans in the Pro, Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister. Keep it right here, WWLAMFM.com. Always free on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister with you for about 12, 15 more minutes on this Friday. Big weekend, man. High school football. The winners tonight will get to go to the Superdome. You know, that's going to be an awesome situation. Southeastern's playing. Southern's in their championship. Tulane's in their championship. LSU's in Atlanta. USA in the Netherlands. The Pelicans at home on Sunday. Saints in Tampa on Monday. Wow, man. That's a big weekend.
Get those honeydews did, and you can turn the radio on and check it out, turn the TV on. I mean, you're going to have to be creative, particularly if you're going to watch college football. You're gonna have to be creative to watch all the games if you're not at one of the games anyway.
You know what's been the weird thing about the Saints this year is that, at least in the last 4 weeks or so, they have been the last game, so to speak. And, like, just like Monday night, when Tampa was off, or Tampa played the Rams on Thursday, and everybody played. And so the Saints were the last game. They knew exactly what they had to do each time. Tampa was in Germany, and, you know, they were always last, and they could not come through. They just couldn't pull the trigger, man. So maybe this will be, you know, this Monday night. Atlanta plays Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Atlanta plays Pittsburgh
at home.
So you know exactly what you'll get there.
Right.
You know the situation there, and so for the Saints, once they play, you know what everybody else has done.
Yep.
And here's the unique thing about this situation. You're not in the regard of somebody else controlling your fate. This Saints team, as bad as they have played, they still control their own fate and destiny. Right now, they do.
Keep going.
You know why?
I'm trying to think because it's going to be.
Regardless of what happens.
Right. You went out. You're 9-8.
Well, you don't even have to finish at 9-8. You have to be able to beat. You can't lose tomorrow.
Right.
I mean, Monday. Monday. You can, but then you need all kind of. You need help from 30 teams. You know, right. You need help from 30 teams if you lose on Monday. You could still get in, but it becomes weird. So here's the only reason I say that. You have to be able to win your division.
Right.
Whoever wins this division gets, as bad as it may seem, they get to host.
Host, heck yeah.
They get to host a playoff game. Even with a losing record.
Yep.
They get to host a playoff game.
Well, when did the Saints went to play Seattle that year?
Seattle had a losing record.
Right. So.
Get your
butt in the tournament, and then we'll figure it out.
And we'll figure everything else out. So. But for them, if you beat Tampa, you beat Carolina, and you beat Atlanta,
right?
There is probably an 85%. We were talking about that the stuff with Drew, and
you'd be 4-2 in the division.
Yeah, but I mean it'll take some more. I mean because it'll come down to record and some other stuff. But I don't even want to think about it. Just win your division games. Start with Monday night, and there's a really, really good chance that you get in the dance. Now, it's odd that we have to start looking at percentages and head-to-head matchups because now you own this, you own that against this team, but that's what it's going to be.
And nobody really has it, at least in my world. So the Saints got to play in Philly, right? There ain't no prize there. They got to play Carolina and Atlanta, both of them. Got to go to Tampa.
The one thing about that Philly game.
What are they going to be playing for?
That's the key.
Right. And it's hard to tell. It's January
right
1st.
Right now it's too early.
Right.
Because only one team gets a bye.
Yeah.
So by that time, we'll have a pretty good picture whether or not Philly will get that bye or not. Because at one point, Dallas was close. Minnesota was close.
Right.
Even Green Bay were flirting. But Green Bay has kind of came back down to earth. And I think Minnesota, they were able to pull off one or two. And Dallas, you know, they were able to pull off one or two. But I'm interested – if Philly clinches that number one seed 2 weeks in advance,
I don't know.
they would be the only team that gets off. So would they truly play their starters or guys? Let's put it, would they play guys that's banged up?
No.
They wouldn't play guys that are banged up, but you probably see their starters for maybe a quarter, maybe a half or so.
We'll take that. We're already talking about 2023. I love it. January 1st in Philly.
We got all kind of moving schedules and what ifs.
I love the what ifs, man. Take a break. Man. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister, Fans in the Pro, back after this. WWLAMFM.com, always free on the Odyssey app. Welcome back, Fans in the Pro. Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister. Just got about a minute left. If you could say in 30 seconds, the Saints win against Tampa if they do X. What is X?
Protect the football. Protect the football. Go, Saints, go.
Do you have a song that you're going to whistle for us on Sunday, on Monday night?
Yeah, I'll have something.
Have something?
I can't even whistle right now, so that tells you all you need to know.
Big weekend of sports, everyone. Thanks for listening. My thanks to Ian Hoke, who's been our board operator this evening. Have a great weekend. Go USA. Go Tulane. Go LSU. Go Southeastern. Go Southern. Go Saints. Have a good night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.